You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting for Mobile Command. Gentlemen, in light of current events, I feel like a good old-fashioned rant. That's going to be, of course, accompanied with good old AI imagery, a feast for your eyes. Now, I want to start off with something that right now, it's definitely going to affect Cuckafornia. However, if this does pass, it can affect you down the line. What am I talking about? Prop 50. I hope it passes. I really do. Why? Because the people of Cuckafornia are so numb to pain that they're willing to give up their voter rights. All under the illusion of fighting against Trump. I'm telling you, Cuckafornia is the most Trump deranged state out of all states, with New York coming in at a hot second. But yeah, this state is so Trump deranged. It is absolutely ridiculous. Yet, one thing I've always said, and a lot of other content creators have always said, if you hate America, if you hate Trump so bad, why don't you leave? If you want to align with Mexico, cool, move to Mexico. Oh, wait, that's right. Mexico is actually deporting Americans. How is that for irony? Yeah, gentlemen, it is absolutely hilarious. But yeah, insofar as voting, yeah, Prop 50 is in fact a power grab. But see, most people are not going to actually get in and read the damn thing. Of course, I read it. I went through it. I actually took the time to study it. And I said, wow, this is absolutely horrible for the general public. But guess what? Once again, the good old snake oil salesman, Gavin Gruesome Newsom, is all about trying to play the parts. He's truly a male chameleon, going on podcasts with black people talking about struggle. And that's all you need to do as a non-black person to get black people in your camp. Or should I say low vibrational, liberal thinking black people. Gotta make that distinction. When he talked about, you know, mac and cheese, I'm like, wow. And those stupid ass black NBA players was sitting up to talk about some, oh yeah, man, you sound like us. I'm like, wow, once again, the Democratic playbook. Non-black people, all they got to do is come up with some pseudo struggle story. There you go. But yeah, I hope Prop 50 passes. I really do. Why? Because, you know, those who would trade freedom for security deserve neither. And a lot of people in Cuckafornia, they simply do not deserve their voter rights, because they're too emotional. They can't actually get in and do the required work to actually look at the bill. Nope, it's all about vibes and feelings and Trump bad. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yet these same people are willing to live under the protection of Trump. Ha 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 Once again, the absolute irony of it all. But yeah, yeah. And of course, if this succeeds, if Prop 50 goes through, you know good and damn well that is going to be Newsom's ride to run for president. God help this country if somehow he manages to win. Boy, imagine the United States of Cuckafornia. Oh, that is a horrible, horrible thought. Yep, it is horrible. And speaking of politics, Democrats, apparently Jezebel Jasmine is quite possibly going to lose her congressional seat due to the redistricting. Yeah, the very thing that Gruesome Newsom is trying to do, what Texas already did. Yeah, apparently Jasmine Crockett's going to be losing her seat. Good. Get that loud, fake, ratchet-ass woman out of the public eye. Man, you talk about a black woman that is definitely living down to the ghetto ratchet stereotype, even though she was actually a privileged black woman who did not grow up in the ghetto, who did not grow up in struggle. No, but once again, like I said before, with any politician, especially a non-white politician, you gotta have a struggle story to endear yourself to the low vibrational thinking black community. Now, let's move on to another topic that once I actually read through it, I realized it had nothing to do with men. And that is the article from Vogue. Yeah, gentlemen, that article from Vogue is having a boyfriend embarrassing. Once again, if you really read through that, if you really, really get into the nitty-gritty and the details, we love to say that the devil is always in the details. What that writer wrote, and there's one line you should definitely look and find. When she said that her boyfriend was a feminist, in my humble opinion, that is what that whole article is about. She's actually embarrassed because the man that she chose is a weak man. And yeah, gentlemen, in my humble opinion, male feminists are in fact weak. Let's just go ahead and call them what they are. They're weak, parasitic men. They are. So, is it embarrassing to have a boyfriend? No. Is it embarrassing to have a weak, spineless boyfriend? That should have been the title of her article, because in that whole thing, she was projecting. She truly was. Now, one thing that I do have to say about the women who actually are in relationships, who are cropping out the men that they're in relationships with, that right there is pure and total cowardice on those women's parts. Yeah. And fellas, if you find yourself in a relationship with a woman who would do that, your next step should be to walk out that damn door. Leave her. Because there are a lot of women out there who have good men who do right by them, who are proud to showcase them on the internet if they so choose. But once again, that is a personal choice. However, ultimately, the message behind that article, nothing more than miserable women who want to make other women just as miserable as they are. We all know the famous phrase, misery loves company. The writer of that article, deep down, she's miserable because she did not get the man that she truly desired. Once again, this is everything that I gathered from that article. And of course, the Bitter Bitch Brigade had no problems. Yes, yes, yes. And of course, you had the obligatory simp come out and talk about this is a wake-up call for men. No, it's not a wake-up call for men. Why? Because men have already woken the fuck up and said, yeah, these modern women, nah, it ain't worth it. I'd rather have my peace, quiet, freedom. So no, that was not a wake-up call for men. If anything, it was just more fuel for the fire to tell men to say, hey, this is what the modern woman truly thinks of you. Even if you're in a relationship, she's willing to put you into a box and keep you secret just because she don't want to upset the sisterhood of failure. And by the sisterhood of failure, I'm talking about women across the board now. Normally, when I say the sisterhood of failure, it started with, you know, of course, the American black woman, or should I say the ratchet, undesirable, ghetto black women. But no, the sisterhood of failure has spread worldwide. So yeah, if you're the woman who is willing to be a coward and try to hide your relationship, cool, then she's no longer worthy of a relationship. She wants to be single and bitter, let her be single and bitter. Because another thing that that article wanted to point out, or did point out, is women want to, quote unquote, have their cake and eat it too. What do I mean? They want to be able to have the ability to have a man, a good man, that does right by them. But at the same time, they want to be able to say, yes, I feel you, you know, sisterhood of failure. Pick a struggle, ladies. Either be single and bitter, or be in a relationship and be happy and stand on it. Proudly proclaim, yes, I got a good man that does right by me. And if you bitter bitches want to try to take that man, guess what? You're in for a fight. But the vast majority of women, they're not going to do that. Nope. They're going to succumb to the sisterhood of failure's pressure, which once again equates to cowardice. Yeah. Now let's go ahead and move on to something that, of course, I observed whilst driving around, you know, doing DoorDash. EBT signs were up. I saw a lot of stores that had the EBT sign up saying no EBT. Boy, talk about a kick in the ovaries for a lot of women. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Once again, the absolutely stupidest group of people are actually recording their crimes. And personally, I hope, you know, there's no mercy for these people. Not just black women, there are white women too. It's women across the board. Ironically, I have not seen a lot of Asian women talking about EBT. I wonder why that is. Oh yeah. They tend to be married. They tend to have a good man that's shielding them from that. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, there are a lot of women out here who are losing their minds because of EBT, because of SNAP being turned off. Or SNAP being reduced. Because last I checked, the Trump administration is talking about, you know, possibly having an emergency fund that they're going to, you know, tap into. But even that is not going to be enough for everybody. But yeah, you have people out here literally recording themselves stealing. I hope those people get the book thrown at them. I really do. Instead of actually going out and getting a job, a second job, a side hustle, or not even having kids in the first place that they can't afford. Nope. They've grown so accustomed to getting these quote unquote benefits that now they can't function without them. Talk about a proper usage of the scenario from the Matrix. What Morpheus said. Some people are so inured, so hopelessly dependent on the Matrix that they will fight to protect it. That is perfect saying for a perfect scenario, because these people are so hopelessly dependent on the system that, yeah, the vast majority have fought to stay on the system for years. But hey, everything that has a beginning has an end. And yeah, they found out that a lot of illegals were using SNAP. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get Doge back to work. But yeah, I find it absolutely hilarious that these people are getting on here on the internet talking about stealing or things that they've stolen. And they're recording themselves. Now, there's always part of me that's going to say it's possible that these people bought those things, but are saying that they stole those things for clout. But regardless, if you're going to put the video out saying that you stole it, then guess what? You are guilty of a crime, and the police should be knocking at your door to haul you away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those consequences should be uploaded to the internet as well. But yeah, I just find it hilarious. I really do. And the last topic I want to talk about, along with the SNAP, you know, being cut, or should I say reduced, women talking about the men who are celebrating SNAP being turned off. Oh, yeah. Boy, now that is hilarious. Oh my God, you men talking about SNAP being turned off. That way women are going to have to come back and depend on you. You're losers. You're losers. You're losers. You're incels. Yeah. Yeah. Ugly Money said it the best. This is probably the best thing to happen for the black community. Because guess what? There is no handouts anymore. There are no freebies. You just can't go ahead and get rid of the man in your life because you think that Big Daddy government is going to be there to help you. Oh, no, 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 no. I've said it before and I will say it here once again. Big Daddy government is divorcing black women. Yep. Once again, Big Daddy government is divorcing black women who he made the face of welfare, of EBT, of SNAP. Even though there are groups of people that are using EBT and SNAP at a higher percentage, once again, the system was masterful by making the black woman the face of welfare. And they went right along with it. So guess what? Once again, no sympathies. They signed up for this and they had no problems thumbing their nose at black men. However, now, as the esteemed Malcolm X once said, the chickens have come home to roost. And yeah, the back alley deal, oh, that's about to take a serious nosedive in price. Yeah, yeah. Hey, big head, you know, can you help me? I want to do something strange for a little bit of change. Oh, yeah. That is definitely in effect. And now it's out in the open. It cannot, it's not being hidden anymore. So, yeah, it's funny. Women always talk about how much they don't need men. However, now they really need men, and men are saying, nope, I'm out to lunch. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think of the topics that I talked about. Leave it in the comment section. And for you women out there who had no problems, you know, thumbing your nose up, shitting on men, talking about how much y'all don't need us, and is having a boyfriend embarrassing, hey, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. All the social power that you thought you had, you know, talking shit about men, kicking men while they were down, still trying to push the loneliness epidemic, which we know that it's more women who are lonely and putting it out on social media than there are men. Every little advantage that you thought you had behind society, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men were still going to accept your blatant disrespect and still come crawling to you all because of your axe wound, that thought process is going out right along with it. Because day by day, more and more men, they've realized the truth, they've woken up, they've walked away, and they've called it even. And they said, yeah, I'm going to take peace over poon. And if I really desire the touch of a woman, I'm willing to just go ahead and pay for it at the hole and call it even. So yeah, ladies, the relationship gate that men control, yeah, that gate is slamming shut. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.